You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jump right into a trending report. And we'll start locally. One of our Colorado contestants has made it all the way to the finals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Wow.
This is exciting. Aditi Muthukumar from Westminster has made it all the way to the final eight. They started with 200 and something contestants. So she will compete tonight in the finals to bring home the trophy to Colorado. But hey, one way or the other, she's made it all the way to the top 10, and that is super cool. So good luck, Aditi. We will be cheering you on. Also locally, a lawsuit has been filed against the Purina pet food plant in North Denver, alleging that, quote, noxious odors, end quote, have prevented nearby residents from enjoying their property. I mean, it's one of the very first things. I moved to Denver in 1986, and I remember driving down I-70, and I was like, what the hell is that?
That place has stunk for years. Why now are they all butthurt?
So that's the thing, Jer, because this plant has been open nearly a century. But the lawsuit is seeking compensatory damages and attorney's fees. Emphasis on the attorney's fees.
And this is why they had to close Bandimere, because, all of a sudden they built a house next to it and it's too loud.
They'd also like a judge to declare the pet food plant a nuisance.
Yeah, whatever. No, it's not.
It is kind of funny, you know, that you move there and then you complain about what you move next door to. It's like people who build houses out by airports, too, and then complain about the airplanes. It's ongoing. So have you heard of this term called the caffeine delay? You're a big coffee drinker. I know you enjoy a healthy mug of it in the morning. We were just talking within the last few weeks another story about not drinking coffee first thing. Now there's another report, this one out of the vaunted New York Times, that says this caffeine delay is an idea that maybe your body is better off if you waited an hour or two in the morning before you have your first cup of coffee. So I was digging into the science of this. It has to do with how caffeine works to block these chemicals that make you drowsy. But those chemicals are already at their lowest levels when you first wake up in the morning. So they're saying it's kind of like not even necessary. It's a little bit later when you start getting an influx of those chemicals that you might need to block them. But they say it's also just now it's in people's heads. You know, just the very thought that when they drag out of bed, they got to pour that Java down their throat. I laugh about this. Gretchen is a coffee addict. And I won't even forward this story to her because I know she'll just immediately delete.
She's like, whatever.
What'd you get your dad for Father's Day? You can tell me. He's not listening. Your mom's listening. Your dad's not. What'd you get him?
I haven't done anything yet.
Nothing?
No.
Well, be really nice to him because researchers have discovered that kids actually are slowly killing their fathers. I guess this shouldn't surprise anyone. They studied adult men who are fathers versus adult men who are not fathers. And the ones who are dads have a higher risk for heart attacks and poor cardiovascular health in general. It's all the added stress and the responsibility that's heaped upon the shoulders of these dads, and they say it causes dads to die sooner.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the thick of it right now. I better pay attention to my heart palpitations.
And it's not just that you've got kids, but you've got kids at the start of summer break.
Oh, man, it's the worst
already. I expect you to drop dead any day now.
It's horrible already.
So, anyway, be nice to your dad because, ultimately, you are killing him. I love this. The Mormon crickets are back out in Nevada. I think we talked about this last year, but it's kind of like down in southern Colorado where every year there's the migration of the giant tarantulas across the highways. Mm-hmm. Well, in Nevada, they have what they call Mormon crickets, and they come out and they swarm by the millions. Well, the issue is that they're all over the roadways, and when they get crunched by cars, it creates an ooey, slippery mess that actually causes accidents. Over the weekend, there were multiple accidents reported, including some with semis, directly attributed to the sloppy mess on the roads caused by flattened crickets.
You want some audio?
I'd love the audio of a woman who's describing this for you.
I just happen to have it.
It's gross. It's like the popcorn noise underneath your tire. And then the smell is extremely bad. It smells like dead fish.
It's gross.
God.
Yuck. So, it does sound horrible.
They say it didn't help that it also rained. So you had slick roads from the rain and the guts of the crickets. Good morning, everyone. Enjoy your breakfast. What else is trending?
Our sponsor, Efficient Comfort. Get your air conditioner ready for the summer heat. Book your complete 22-point AC maintenance inspection by the end of the month. Oh, my God, you got 2 days. $128, efficientcomfortco.com. I got a couple stories here for the Gen Zers. New survey out says 46% of the Zers agree that social media has them feeling like they're living a double life. So they've got their online life. And then their real life, in-person life. And they went to in the story to go on to talk about how millennials kind of feel it, and then the Xers and the boomers at a very small percent. But I kind of get what they're going through, having that online fun life versus, you know, going home and yelling at your kids and feeling your chest pains, you know? You don't really have this, though, do you? You don't do a lot of socials. So you don't have to worry about living the double life.
I used to do way more on social media than I do now, and I have really cut way back. But
I
you know
quite
what?
A
it
bit.
Makes, but it makes sense.
It really does, because it's the whole brag book and everything. Because you're posting the best moments online. When you go home, you're miserable. So this is a big problem amongst the Zers right now, I guess. And then I do love this story because my sweet wife Knickknack has been spending hundreds of dollars on various face creams, trying to turn back the clock, and get this, something called Bag Balm out there was originally formulated to soften and soothe cow udders, has suddenly become the hottest skincare hack amongst the Zers again, amongst the skinfluencers is what they're called on TikTok. Madison Bailey is a 20-year-old social media strategist in the beauty industry, and she says she keeps some of this in her purse. She keeps a tub next to her bed, and she slathers it all over her face, and this stuff costs less than $12 versus some of the elixirs that my wife has been using that are in the hundreds of dollars. So why not? Why wouldn't you try this?
Bag Balm has been around forever. Women have been using it for generations. It
says 125 years. Initially intended to soothe cracked, dry udders.
Is this another one of those
specifically
things
built for veterinary use only?
Yeah. Is this another one of those things where Gen Zers happen across something that people have been using for decades and suddenly it's like they've discovered it?
All I know is, Knickknack, I hope you're listening because I know how much you've been spending on stuff. $12 for some udder cream. Rub it on your face at night.
Well, and they say it works just
they
remarkably
say it works.
Well,
I mean, if it's soothing your sensitive udders, why wouldn't it work great on your sensitive face? I love this story, although, you know, it's a mess over there. But North Korea is now TPing its neighbor, South Korea. Did you see this story?
I saw the headline. What does that mean?
So they're sending over hundreds of balloons across the border. And they're not like the high altitude ones that China was spying on us with. They're carrying bags of garbage. They're bags filled with filth is the quote. Dirty toilet paper, manure, soiled rags, plastic, batteries, and other junk. And they're sending hundreds of these things up into the air and then over the border, and they're splatting in South Korea. So it's like TPing your teacher's house, you know, when you're in high school. Oh, and this is what they're doing. Like, such a low-tech way to cause psychological warfare amongst the South Koreans. And I was like, well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? Grow up! Don't you just say grow up? Here's your crap on celebrities story out this morning talking about what celebrities are earning on the Instagrams. Kevin Hart takes the top spot. He makes about $28 million a year just by posting various products and doing things on Instagram. Kylie and Khloe are on there at 16.5. Jennifer Lopez is in the top. The Rock, Ellen DeGeneres at 10 million, and then a bunch of sports people. But can you imagine just posting, you know, and getting $28 million a year? That's pretty crazy. And speaking of Ellen, she did announce the dates for her final stand-up comedy tour this summer. It's beginning June 19th in San Diego, and she's coming to Denver July 8th at the Paramount, if anyone is interested in going and listening to Ellen.
So she's saying this is like a farewell tour?
That's what she's couching it as, but
I don't.
It's
know
like
about
the Stones, right? She'll be back.
Yeah.
She'll be back. Google's AI search is off to a rocky start. They've been posting some videos and screenshots of what the AI search engine is recommending. One of the biggies going around is suggesting that you add glue to pizza to help the cheese stick.
Okay.
What was the other one? Then it's talking about eating rocks. Like you should have one small rock per day. Doctors are recommending smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per day when pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, check multiple sources when you're searching the Google for questions this morning. What else is going on? I don't give you anything else. I do have a story about the most speeding tickets, what people are driving. 24% of Subaru BRZ drivers. What's a Subaru BRZ?
Yeah, it's
is it like the WRX?
It's like a
those little sporty
little
ones.
Rocket things, yeah.
Yeah, they're number one. They said the almost 30% of those drivers have at least one speeding ticket. The Hyundai Genesis made the list. They said surprisingly the Tesla drivers are less likely to get tickets and drive fast. Maybe because the car slows you down a little bit. I don't think so. You can still put the hammer down on a Tesla. That's all I got. Let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
I want to play you some audio. This guy, first of all, go to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This guy in Michigan was attending a virtual court hearing this month. He had been charged with driving with a suspended license, and so they did a Zoom meeting with him, the lawyer, and the judge, and he was driving as he logged into the Zoom meeting. Here's a snippet of what that sounded like.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. I'm parking right now.
This is a driver with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
That is what the charge is, Your Honor, yes.
He's suspended, and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
Oh, my God. Now, you got to watch the video with the back and forth of this conversation, and the dude in the car is completely oblivious to what he has done. Like, he just looks like, what's the big deal? And so surprised that he's got to go to jail now. So see the video on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
It's good.